Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Pretty woman. Walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
Oh, you look lovely.
I don't believe you, it must be true. No one can look as good as you.
Mercy. Van Halen is your artist of the day on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Your keyword to cash is stock, S-T-O-C-K. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for a chance at winning $1,000 in our national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Stock, 72881.
We now know who's going to be singing the national anthem at the Chiefs game this weekend.
Come to my window. Come on inside.
Going to be singing the national anthem.
Our hometown girl. I love it.
Where's she from?
Leavenworth.
Leavenworth. Yeah. Where am I from?
Lansing.
Oh. Same difference. Does she need a backup singer?
I'm sure she does not
need
want you.
Does she need a fellow Leavenworthian?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Leavenworthite?
Is that even a word?
No.
Leavenworthian.
Which, by the way, my whole life has been a lie.
What?
I went to go tell this... story to Scott. Everything I know is a lie.
Oh my God. You want to talk about the schizophrenia of this program? Remember you mentioned that? You were
yes.
Like, I forgot how schizophrenic this show is. Here it goes.
During a break, I looked over at him and I go, oh, I just read that story. It's uncharted. I've always said unchartered. And Scott looked at me and he goes, no, uncharted, like it hasn't been charted. So he points at the map.
Right.
This is Scott.
Yeah.
And he goes, like, in the beginning of time, you know, they hadn't been down over here, you know, Lewis or Clark or whatever.
I said, back in the day, we had only gone to the Mississippi, which meant everything west of it was uncharted.
Right.
My entire
life. Unmapped.
I've said unchartered. I don't know why, but I saw it written in the headline of that story, and I go, it's uncharted. It's charted?
Uncharted. Uncharted waters.
I've got nothing. My whole life I thought it was chartered. Although, and I said this to Scott, it was also unchartered. You couldn't charter a bus back then. You couldn't charter anything back then either.
This was Dana trying to prove that she's still right when she knows she's wrong.
Like to charter a bus.
You know why?
What else do you charter?
Well, but wait, you know why they didn't charter a bus or a plane back then?
I don't know, Scott.
Because they didn't have any.
It doesn't mean it wasn't unchartered. Anyway.
Back to my favorite Melissa Etheridge song.
I've learned something new today.
So I've already petitioned her on Twitter to see if she needs a backup singer for Sunday. You know, I thought we could do like a Leavenworth-Lansing duo, because the city's touch.
Yeah.
So it's almost like we're brother and sister from the Leavenworth County.
That's sort of not even close. Yeah.
She has a sign at the city border.
Yeah.
I have a sign.
No, you don't.
You do not have a sign.
I know you want one desperately.
She has a sign at the city border. I desperately want a sign at the border of Lansing.
There you go. Kara Markser, did you hear about the man who posted a very simple sentence on Reddit that has gone viral?
Mm.
I want to share this with you. He has sparked some controversy for saying that his pregnant wife should stop being lazy.
How is she being lazy?
Both of them are physicians. but the woman works fewer hours than he does. And in the post, the man explains he blew up at his wife because she has stopped doing household chores since becoming pregnant, something he felt was, quote, lazy. He asked online, am I right? But the commenters freaked out and said, you need to be more empathetic to your pregnant wife. The man is anonymous, 32 years old. He's like, I'm just going to throw this out there anonymously. The mother-to-be is finishing her fellowship, working an average 30 hours a week, while the man says he works between 55 and 60 hours a week. He says, I do all the laundry, cooking, dishwashing, trash. I yelled at her, quote, that being pregnant doesn't automatically make you disabled and unable to do anything.
That's right.
She also purchased a stroller for $1,200, and that made him mad.
Ooh,
really?
Have you seen lately the crap you can buy for your kid and how much it costs?
Hello, you put wedding or baby next to anything and the price doubles.
Do you know they've done this study? It's called the pink tax, that for women's things,
oh, yeah,
the exact same thing. Your razor right next to the man's razor, and there is an upcharge on all women's things. Mm-hmm. It's called the pink tax.
Well, no, your razors are better than ours.
No, I think they're the same.
Oh.
Who spends $1,200 on a stroller?
Can I be the voice of reason for just 10 seconds?
Oh, God. Sure. Obscene.
Rod, I'm going to need some testosterone help here if you agree with me. I just said you were making the point that women's razors, for example, cost more than men's.
Yeah.
Okay? I simply said, well, that's because women's razors are better. You looked over at me and coyly said, nope, they're the same. Then whose fault is it, ours or yours, that you're willing to pay for something because it is pink?
You're paying for the package and the advertising.
Then why don't women buy the men's razors? It's not on us. It's on you for bad purchasing decisions.
I do not buy men's razors.
You just
said they're the same thing. I steal my husband's razor and use that one.
You said they're the same thing. And there's a pink upcharge. If women and men's razors are the same, then women should buy the cheaper brand, same quality, which is the men's razors. We wouldn't have this discussion. Boom! Drop the mic.
It's 7% more for toys. So for little girls, the toy is going to be 7% on average more than a similar toy for the little boy. 4% more for girls' clothing over boys. 8% more for adult clothing. So your pair of shorts, Kara, versus Scott's. 13% more, this is where they gouge you, for personal care products like razors,
then buy the men's razors.
Listen to this, 8% more for senior products. And this was one of the things that made me mad when we looked it up last time, because Scott tried to say, well, women's products are different. They had adult diapers, okay? Just, they are what they are, adult diapers.
Yeah.
The regular packaging was like $26.99, mm-hmm. and the pink packaging was $36.42. What, it was a substantial increase. And they're the same thing.
Mm.
For adult diapers?
Yep.
Well, that's not fair.
I agree. It's the pink tax.
Yeah. So you're saying that if a woman were to buy an adult diaper, she would pay more than a man if he bought an adult diaper.
Yes. Oh, good Lord.
You knew he was going
to
play this.
What do you say to a game of tennis?
Come on, Grandma. With you on our side, the boys don't stand a chance.
Okay, I'll get my racket. On second thought, I think I better sit this one out.
Well, you kids go ahead. I want to have a talk with your old grandma. You're still having control problems, aren't you?
I just don't feel confident, Harvey.
Come with me. I want to let you in on a little secret.
Here we are. It's Oops, I Crap My Pants.
Oops, I Crap My Pants. I've heard of those. Do they work?
Oops, I Crap My Pants outperformed every bladder and bowel control product on the market
today. All right.
No, let it play.
Now imagine this pitcher of iced tea is really a gallon of your feces. Now see how its super thick fluff filter allows for maximum absorbency without leaking.
I'm impressed. Oops, I Crap My Pants can hold a lot of dung.
And get this. Oops, I Crap My Pants are biodegradable. Now, that's good for the environment.
Say, how do you know so much about Oops, I Crap My Pants?
I'm wearing them, and I just did.
Do you know what the worst percentage is? One of the worst? Shaving cream. Think about just shaving cream.
Oh. Why even buy that stuff? You can just use conditioner. It works the exact same
just
way.
Use soap.
Or soap. But I do like conditioner. It's good for your legs.
It feels better.
It's more expensive to be a woman. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing the national anthem?
Melissa Etheridge.
Tonight you told me that you wake for something new. Some other woman is looking like something that might be good for you. Go on and hold her till the screaming is gone. Go on, believe her when she tells you nothing's wrong.
It's back. Jasper's Prefix Winter Special Menu that they have been doing for 45 years. Head to Jasper's. Call, make your reservation, and get in on that Prefix menu. It's going on right now during Restaurant Week. It includes four courses the entire month of January. Jasper's is so great. They can't just do 1 week. It's the whole month of January. So head into Jasper's for the annual winter prefix menu. They're offering this Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Again, it is four courses, including lobster bisque, which is my favorite appetizer. You get a wonderful tossed salad, choice of chicken sienna, pasta, and Tuscan pork ragu, or the San Pietro fish, which is what I get every time I'm in there. Round that all off with chocolate tartufo for dessert. Available again Monday through Saturday, 5 to 9 o'clock. Call now and make your reservation for the annual prefix menu. 816-941-6600, 816-941-6600, or jasperskc.com.
So true, funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound. I bought a ticket to the world, but now I've come back again.
Spandau Ballet on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. 576-7798. You can always text us if you can't get through, and we are jam-packed on the phone lines. So a lot of people writing in, I am a woman. I use men's razors.
Yeah.
If they're really, honest to God, and I was being somewhat goofy.
It's a razor.
If there really is no difference except an upcharge, just buy the men's razors. I mean, who cares?
I just use Chris's, and then he comes in and he goes, did you use my razor? And I go, huh?
No. No, why?
What do you mean?
Why would you ask?
It's a weird thing to ask me.
What does he use it for?
Well, when my blade goes, I'm going to make an admission here. When the blade is no longer sharp, I am not entirely sure how to get that stupid thing off of the thing to, you know, some of them you got to put in the cartridge and
they just
pop it out.
Pop it right out.
Some of them you pull them out and stick them on. I've tried. I can't figure it out. And I don't want to ask him because then he'll know I'm using his razors.
So you use Chris's razors?
I just swap them out.
To like shave your pits?
Whatever.
Your legs? Oh,
yes.
My word.
I love that razor.
Oh, my word.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, Kevin and Lee Summon. As soon as we get you cleared, I got to hear from you, man. Oh. Kevin and Lee Summit. Hello, buddy.
Hello, hello. Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy New Year. Good to hear your voice.
Hi. Right on. Hey, I got two things for you, okay? As far as the ladies' razors are concerned, I was just telling Rod, before they started making the really good generic men's razors,
yeah,
I had actually switched over to the ladies' razors, and here was my thinking. Okay, if a lady's skin is smoother than my face, then I would want something as smooth as, you know, on my body.
Okay.
So I would buy the lady razors.
Okay.
So
you went right. Pink. You went pink.
Now, one more. You guys didn't tell the whole story about that whole doctor situation. Okay. She works 30 hours a week. He works 60. He makes $500,000 a year. Okay. She makes $60,000 a year. She has time to still socialize, but yet and still to not do any housework at all.
Oh.
Okay? That makes a big difference there. If you got time to socialize with your friends, then you can do some things around the house to still contribute.
Okay.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Not you, Kevin, but you're welcome to weigh in at any time.
All right.
Should a pregnant woman not be expected to do anything around the house?
I don't think she should have to do actual heavy lifting. Okay. Although I helped put in a stone retaining wall of like 8 months pregnant, so I don't know. Okay. It can be done as long as your doctor says don't do it.
Okay.
All right, Scott. I'm old school. The man should do as much as the woman will let him do.
Amen to that. I agree with you 100%.
That's the way I see that. If she don't feel like doing it, baby, I got you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do what she's doing, bro. You can't do that, man. You got to contribute, too.
Okay.
All right, later,
sandwich guys. Don't make itself, right, Kevin?
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
I can go buy the bread and the meat and the cheese, but...
Hey, like the song says, he can bring home the bacon. She can fry it up in a pan.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
Goodness. Really?
You know we're kidding.
Still remember that, and it was a cooking spray ad back in the early 80s where the woman was singing, he brings home the bacon, I fry it up in a pan. And it was like an ad for, I think it was Pam, like one of those non-stick cooking spray things. You don't remember that jingle?
It was a perfume.
Yeah, it was a perfume. It was like
Anjali! As soon as you said it, play it.
I got it, Rod. Give me
my
audio.
I
got
to hear it.
Susan gets to work by 5 and 9, because I'm a woman.
Anjali! Give her Anjali, the 8-hour perfume for the 24-hour woman.
I can bring home a bacon. Anjali! Fry it up in a pan. Anjali. And never, never, never let you forget you.
Anjali, the 8-hour perfume for your 24-hour woman.
Okay, creepy voice. Anjali.
Well?
Really?
I bet he made a lot of money.
No wonder we're all in therapy. We grew up listening to ads like that. Oh, okay, he's going to bring home the bacon. I'm going to cook it. And then I have to wear this and smell good because it makes him feel like a man.
Can
got
it. Can
you
bring home a bacon? Anjali. Fry it up in a pan. Anjali. And never let you
forget you're a man.
Anjali, the 8-hour perfume for the 24-hour.
What does
woman.
That even mean?
That's empowering. She's saying, "I don't need you. I can bring home the bacon.
That's
I
right.
can cook it.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget you're a man. Because I'm a woman, Anjali."
Whatever Anjali is.
How screwed up am I that I know every single word of that jingle? And what year was it? Does it say?
The first one was 1979. The second commercial I played was 1980.
Okay, so 1979, I would have been...
Let's play... You just came in. Were you listening to the show out in the newsroom?
No.
Never. I'm going to play you a clip. You finish the lyric.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Because I'm a woman. Anjali. I can bring home a bacon. Anjali.
No idea.
See, that's before her time. 1979, Scott.
That's
I would have been.
Iconic.
I would have been
iconic.
5 years old.
Fry it up in a pan.
And never ever
let you forget you're a man. Because I'm a woman. Anjali.
Never let you forget you're a man.
Kara, I said this is why we're all so screwed up.
The 8-hour perfume for the 24-hour woman.
8-hour perfume for the 24-hour woman. She never sleeps. She doesn't have time. She's a 24-hour woman. She's around the clock.
And you know women flock to JCPenney's like, I'm a 24-hour woman. I'm going to need some Anjali.
I'm going to need
does
some
Anjali
bacon.
Does Anjali mean meth in
what
French?
No, look it up. I want to know what it means.
Work till 5 o'clock, come home and read your tickety-tock.
Tonight wait, I'm what gonna... does that mean, come home and read your tickety-tock?
Because well,
I also remember that.
Some of us call it the old tickety-tock.
What? But she's holding a book with a clock on it.
Yeah, that's a euphemism.
Spell Anjali.
I think she means reading kids' stories.
Newsroom care marks.
What does it mean? Misogyny?
Oh, Lord. Happening now. Could Congress override a presidential...
Glad you're back.
Could Congress override a presidential veto to reopen the government? What the Senate Majority Leader had to say.
We never
next.
Left. Hey, you know, it would take hours to tell you all the ways that Diamonds Direct is different from all the other jewelry stores here in town. But let me give you the big picture. First, the name says it all. Direct. Diamonds Direct has connections with diamond cutters that go back 60 years all over the world, the best cutters. And here's the bottom line. There is no jeweler in America that has the advantages that Diamonds Direct has when it comes to being able to offer true direct importer prices. Then there is the whole white glove service that you get. It starts with a no-nonsense, no-holds-barred diamond education. No games, no gimmicks, no pressure, ever. Diamonds Direct, a disruptive force in jewelry retailing here in Kansas City. So different and so much better, so much more value. Diamonds Direct, 119th and Row.
4:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. On day 25 of the government shutdown, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked if his chamber would try to override a veto from President Trump to end the stalemate. He says it's up to Democrats to make a deal with Trump to reopen the government.
In a situation like this, where the president, in my view, is in the right place, trying to get the right outcome, as all of us have expressed, with regard to border security, of course not.
The first of two public meetings will be held this evening for the public to learn more about a proposed community center in Shawnee. The city wants input on some design concepts and possible programs. Tonight's meeting will be held at Shawnee Mission Northwest between 5:30 and 7:30. Another meeting will be held tomorrow at Monticello Trails Middle School at the same time. The city council will decide next month if they'll ask voters for a property tax increase to pay for the construction of the community center. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
I know it's cold outside. There's snow everywhere, but Seal Wants KC will come inside your home right now. Put down that beautiful permanent polymer coating on your garage floor, your basement floor. It looks so good. It is so easy to keep clean. And then when you do drive into your garage and the snow and the water ends up on the garage floor, you just take a squeegee or a towel and push it out of there. It is so easy to keep clean. Looks brand new all over again. We absolutely love that garage floor. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927. Mention Dana for that 20% discount. 816-942-3927. Call today.
Lots of clouds, areas of fog heading into your Tuesday evening with temperatures in the lower 30s. Overnight, we'll dip to a low of 28 degrees, and we'll continue with that fog and some areas of freezing drizzle as well, and that may lead to some slick areas on the roads for your Wednesday morning, something you want to be aware of. Heading into Wednesday afternoon, we get back barely above freezing with a high of 34 degrees and lots of cloud cover. That's going to linger. From Channel 9 and First Alert, meteorologist Neville Miller, KBZ Weather.
It's 33 at KCI, 35 downtown, 35 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time.
Randy Travis.
I'm killing.
On a 1987, by the way, on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Keyword to cash this hour is stock. We'll give you a new one at the top of the hour. 728-81 for that. A lot has been made about this young man named Dave Cochran, who helped a Kansas City Chiefs football player, a backup lineman, out of the snow the other day so that he could get to the playoff game on Saturday. In fact, so much has been made of him, this Dave Cochran, that the Chiefs football player that he helped has given him free tickets to the AFC Championship game on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium, the first ever to be played at Arrowhead Stadium. Now, granted, it's going to be 8 degrees outside, but so what? You get free tickets.
I love it.
Then comes this story from the Kansas City Star that seems to cast a little bit of doubt.
No, I choose your words carefully here.
A little bit of question.
I want to know if what we tell you changes your opinion. It does not change mine.
Dave Cochran, who lives in his van down by the river with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Some of the windows in their van are covered in plastic bags because there is no window.
Local company fixed those, Scott.
Yep, thank
yesterday,
God for them.
And some people have done some GoFundMe stuff. A kid out of Manhattan started a GoFundMe for him. He met with a support group, I think, last night. So he's getting some help.
Good. Says Cochran, I don't deserve this. He goes on to talk about his past, everything he's been through, his addictions, his time in prison, his dreams of what can come of this wellspring of love for a fractured man. But hang on. And then they detail a story about how there's somebody on the side of the road and Mr. Cochran stops to help him. He gets back in his van. He says, that's what I do. Even before his rescuing of the Chiefs lineman changed everything, Cochran said he was trying to get his life right. He has a son that he wants to see, but he has to be sober to do it. And he's been clean, he claims, for 3 months.
Okay.
He has a fiance, wants to do right by her. It's overwhelming to him, the people who are coming from all directions to reward him. There's been a GoFundMe account on his behalf. It's raised well over its $10,000 goal in less than a day. Full disclosure, my girlfriend donated to it earlier today. Cochran feels a responsibility, he said, to make good of it. Quote, we've got a lot of caring, good-hearted people here in Kansas City. I want to use this to build myself up. I want to give back. And he is not hiding his past. He only came to the public's attention because Allen, Jim Allen, I believe it is, after the Chiefs won, went to Twitter to try to track down the nice guy known only as Dave, who helped him out of the snow.
Okay.
Allen's tweet drew thousands of reactions and eventually reached its intended target. Cochran did reply, and all those thousands, including media, who had caught sight of the conversation, were captivated by the story of a homeless man living out of his truck, helping others. But it's a much harder story than that, Cochran will freely admit. I wish I didn't have the background that I have.
So the Kansas City Star, I think, did a very respectful story about this. He is not hiding the fact that he has these things in his past, and I think that does nothing to diminish the random act of kindness that we witnessed this week. I just don't. One of the television stations did a story on it last night, and I hated the tone of their story. You remember back in school, Scott, they could show you three different stories told three different ways. Right. And maybe... You know, the emphasis could be different on one part of the story. The tone could be different. We used to do that exercise back in school. This was one of those where you could put this story that was on last night on the news next to the Kansas City Star story, and the tone is dramatically different. Number one, and it was Channel 4, their story was more of a sinister tone. But did you know he has a past? I mean, it was just one of those. You know what I mean? And they found all of his mug shots and showed, and here's what was interesting about showing all of the mug shots. I don't know if they did that so that you could see these are all the times he's been arrested, or if they were trying to somehow have you visualize what drugs will do to someone's body. Because if you look back to his early mug shots, mostly for, I believe it's, is it a methamphetamine addiction he has?
I believe that's correct.
If you look back when he was, and it goes back to his early arrests, which I assume were age 18, and look at the progression of his body in those mugshots, that's what I took away from it. And I have a feeling that's not what they wanted the viewer to take away from it. But I go, look at him when he's younger. He's a handsome, young, fit, good-looking guy. And then it shows kind of the transformation over time as he struggles with this addiction. I hate that we're even talking about this. And here's, and I think we should. We've talked about all the good he did, and he did do good. I hate that we're talking about it because it doesn't change or diminish the good that he did that day. And I think
I would agree with you.
He's accused of stealing a car before he dug this guy out of the snow. To me, it doesn't change the good he did. We're not talking about an axe murderer here that did some random acts of kindness. And I'm not saying it's okay to steal a car. I don't think it diminishes the good work that he did. I am hopeful with this GoFundMe money, Scott. He takes that money. He gets himself clean. He has
he claims he's already on that path.
All of this support of the community. Get yourself into a support group and start to turn your life around and use that money as a stepping stool to do that. And then no one will care about how many mugshots you have for a drug addiction.
Now, some people are pointing out, and it was pointed out in the Chief's story on last night's news, that he had a run-in with police as recently as last Friday, the day before he helped Jeff Allen out of the snow. Now,
he still helped Jeff Allen out of the snow.
Dana,
That's my point.
I don't have a problem. This city has proven to me, excuse me.
Let me ask you a question. Does your proximity in the calendar to your good deed wipe out your good deed? What if he had stolen a car a year ago? Would we be talking about it? Or is it because it happened prior to his good deed?
Probably that it happened right before, the day before, yeah, that he had a run-in with police. My point is, the heart of this city never seems to cease to amaze me.
Yeah.
And
people want to help.
Now, granted, if he had helped me out of the snow or Rod out of the snow, I'm not sure that we would be doing a big GoFundMe. He helped a Chiefs player out of the snow who was trying to get to Arrowhead Stadium.
He did not know he was a Chiefs player when he helped.
Which is a fair point and a really good point. And so it speaks to his heart. He didn't know who Jeff Allen was. Quite frankly, I don't know who Jeff Allen is.
I wouldn't have known.
Okay. I don't know. I can't name the linemen that start, much less the people that back them up. So I don't know who Jeff Allen is. Apparently he's a Chiefs player. Okay? Great. The fact that this Dave Cochran did this to just help a guy out says something about his heart. And then it says something about the city's heart that they're willing to donate well over $10,000 in a GoFundMe page. Yeah. To help him out. Now, I'm always suspicious about GoFundMe, whatever.
Some random, very kind person in Manhattan, Kansas, started that GoFundMe page. This man did not know about the GoFundMe, did not ask for the GoFundMe. This has just happened. And again, I think, you know, he has a real opportunity here to use this for good. I hope that he does.
I do, too.
If for some reason he does not, it doesn't diminish the goodwill of this city, Scott.
Amen. Well said, Dana. 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments here in just a moment. Dave Cochran helped young Jeff Allen out of the snow on Saturday morning. He didn't know Jeff Allen from Adam. Jeff Allen happened to be needed at a place called Arrowhead Stadium, where he is a backup lineman. A GoFundMe page was started when everybody figured out who this Dave Cochran was. It's raised well over $10,000. In fact, Jeff Allen has even given him tickets to the AFC Championship game on Sunday night. He plans to attend. And here comes the local media, reminding you, as we are today, only because everybody else was doing it, and it's an interesting talk show topic, that young Dave Cochran has addiction problems. Young Dave Cochran was arrested on Friday for stealing a car. 576-7798.
Nebraska Furniture Mart makes it so easy for you to keep yourself and your budget in shape. Dana Wright here. You've set your fitness goals. The Mart has all the equipment to help you reach them. They carry everything from the basics to the best brands, all in one spot, all the latest technology you can really compare side by side. The Mart's friendly sales professionals are there. They'll answer all your questions and help you find the perfect piece of equipment or accessory. And it doesn't matter what your fitness level is. The Mart has you covered. They have Nordic Track equipment, 7 premium Nordic Track products on display right now. You can try before you buy. Take your workout to a whole new level with a new Nordic Track treadmill, incline trainer, elliptical, exercise bike, rower, or weights. The Mart carries tons of fitness machines that you can try out. They have 200 accessories on display, too. It is the perfect time to add to your home gym. Get the total fitness package for less right now from Nebraska Furniture Mart.
He holds you down, but I know you want to run.
Pictures from the Footloose soundtrack in 1984. Oh, yes, this is the barn punch dance song.
Nothing to lose. Never, 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 never hide your heart.
Dave in Kansas City. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Hello.
I was calling about, it's sad that someone can do a good deed and the media, certain media people, get involved in this and turn it out to be negative. It was such a good story. And to go dig in deep like that, just for someone helping a person out of snow, it's uncalled for. Why do we have to make everything so negative? Go find some dirt on this person. It just leaves you with the bad taste in your mouth, you know. Let the story end nice. And I'm sure that the person did not want all that probably pulled up on online. Sure, I listened to the person. I think he was on Jamie and Wicked, and they interviewed and talked with him. And he came right out and said his situation, his past, if you will. But for them to bring it all out on television and all that over a good deed, it's just not right.
Let me ask you this, and let me play the devil's advocate, and I want to be very clear. That's only what I'm doing. I'm playing the devil's advocate, okay? I'm just offering another side to the story that maybe would not otherwise be shared. If people are asking for money through a GoFundMe account to help this guy out, and I hope he's telling the truth when he says he's been sober 3 months. I hope that he really does want to turn his life around. There's nothing more I could pray for than that. If you're asking people to give money to him, as the devil's advocate, I would only ask you, do we have a right to know that?
Well, with that being said, if everybody does a good deed, then should we make sure we go into their background if anybody wants to help them out a little bit and find out negative stuff?
Fair point.
And I've always said, Dave, to your point, when you do a good deed and put good out into the world, that's on you. You're putting that good out into the universe. If you give someone who's homeless $20 and they turn around and go spend that on beer, that's on them. Your giving is about you and making the world a better place. And if someone turns around and does something different with the money than what you would even intend, that's on them.
Let me give you an example. And I know it's a little bit apples and oranges, but you may recall years ago, and may God rest his soul and may God bless him always, Larry, the Secret Santa here in Kansas City, who would walk around. Dave, do you remember him, the Secret Santa?
Yes.
Of course you do. And people, he would walk around and just... And he would do it discreetly. He would have TV cameras follow him, but they could never show his face. They could never give his name. And he would hand out $100 bills to needy people in Kansas City. No, the media knew, we all knew who this was. We knew who the Secret Santa was, but it was a secret we all agreed to keep because the story was so good. Nobody ever, ever looked into Larry the Secret Santa's background, and I'm not saying he had anything to hide.
It was about the giving.
What I'm saying is, that's right, it was about the good. Nobody ever said, well, and I'm being facetious here for a second. Nobody ever said, well, Larry drank too much and was divorced 5 times and may have beaten a children or two.
Right.
Nobody ever did a background check on Larry the Secret Santa because the story was so good.
You know, I talked about this with my husband last night. I said, I just don't like having an entire story about somebody's background when the story is that he's done this good thing. Now, had he killed someone, you know, a year ago and he's on the run from the law, then I think you're talking about something different. And again, I'm not saying it's okay to steal a car, but we're not talking about a major crime against a person. I think this is me. If I was in management in a news station, God knows I would never be or would never want to be. I think you have a duty to mention it one sentence and move on, just like the Kansas City Star did. Even he admits he has had a rough past. But you don't make it the focus of the entire story. Da, da, da.
We've got him.
Yeah, it's not a gotcha. This is not about that.
I'm with you in this regard as a journalist.
I think you have to mention it.
As somebody with a journalism degree and somebody who has studied it and made it his life work, I think it's the tail end mention on an otherwise good news story. You tell the story. He helped out Jeff Allen get out of the blah, blah, blah. He's going to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
There's a GoFundMe for him, blah, blah, blah. We would be remiss if we didn't mention that young Dave Cochran does admit he's got a troubled past.
Got some problems. He's
claims and honestly, he's 3 months sober.
I don't want to say all homeless people have a troubled past. There's a reason he's in the situation he's in. And I'm not saying I assumed he would have something like that in his background. But it did not stun me that he has an addiction issue and he's home. A lot of homeless people have addiction issues.
Sure. Your keyword to cash this hour is draft. Draft. D-R-A-F-T. Text it into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Message and data rates may apply. 72881. Your keyword this hour is draft. To the newsroom at Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, KCPNL is making plans as the next winter storm takes aim at Kansas City. More next.
Dana right here for a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Go to the website, lowcostlifeinsurance.com. It is so simple and so easy to get your family quickly and easily covered with appropriate and affordable life insurance for you. If you've never even thought about it, Stuart Woodbury will walk you through it. What are your life insurance needs? What kind of product do you need? How long do you need to have it? That's an important one. And how much? How much coverage do you need? That's going to be different for everyone to appropriately cover your family in the event something happens. Give Stuart a call, 816-792-0700. He has been here for decades and decades helping folks with their life insurance here in Kansas City. 816-792-0700 or lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.